Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
So you're the bottom one. See how when I'm talking, it kind of goes yellow?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk, that never happens.
Well, I see the yellow.
Oh, there you go.
It's always there. Yeah. Oh, the yellow line. Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. This is proof that you are louder than I am.
We have visual.
Did we scientific
need
proof?
Do we need the visual proof?
I literally can see how it's happening right now.
Is that going to distract you the whole time?
No, I'm not going to look at the screen.
All right.
I'll try not to.
Hi. Welcome back, my girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you put in an applause? Oh, no. Is that my name?
Oh, my God.
I literally girlfriend.
I had the thought today. Oh, this is going to be the one podcast I don't have to worry about your name being said, because why would you say your own name? And I never refer to you as your name.
Well, it's my name. So, of course, I'm going to think about, I don't think of myself as the name girlfriend. I think of myself as my name.
But you don't. Why would you say your name?
That's literally an example of why I would say it.
I didn't think you'd be cheering for yourself.
I didn't either, honestly. I had no idea.
This show, hi, welcome to Rachel Uncensored, where I sit down with someone I like, and then we drink something that reminds me of that person, and talk. Today is, when we first started dating, we got matching water bottles, because both of us needed to drink more water. And we're just going to drink our water today. That's it. Sorry that we're not.
Always hydrate. Actually, as you're watching this, go grab a glass of water. And 12 ounces, typically. It's advised. 12 ounces. When you wake up in the morning.
What?
When you wake up in the morning, you should drink a 12-ounce glass of water to start your day.
So, why?
I don't know. It's just when you're sleeping all night for like typically 8 hours, your organs need like hydration once you wake up to help get your body moving. So
Is that so? Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night extremely thirsty.
I'm just kidding. I just made that up just now.
You're such an ass.
No, actually I didn't make that up, but I just rolled with it. Cause like, I'm like, some of it's true. I think I'm pretty sure, but I'm not sure about the 12 ounces. I think it is 12. It might be 6 or 8.
I'm not going to believe anything you say now that you said that you made it up. Today, so we've done a podcast where we just talk about ourselves. And so this one, we want to play couple games. So we downloaded a couple apps where we just play. It's like the new
couple apps.
A couple.
It's punny.
So we're just going to play some games and see how it goes. We are both competitive. So we aren't really supposed to be on opposite teams anymore. We always have to play together so that we don't get...
You told me that we're not allowed to.
Yes, because we would get mad at each other.
No, just because I'm a bitch.
I wasn't going to say it.
And nobody likes to see me that way. I don't like to see me that way. So it's good that you've caught on to it. And you're like, how about we don't do this?
Yeah.
You kind of turn into a mean person when you're playing games you want to win.
I realize people think I'm more competitive than I actually am because I just get super hyper and like into it. So people think I'm more competitive and they're like, oh, Rachel really wants to win. I'm like, no, I'm just excited.
No, I disagree. I think that you like most things, control a lot. So when you know that you're going to lose something, you're not very good at it, you will make yourself not be competitive. You'll be like, oh, I don't care if I win or lose. But when you're certain that you're going to win something, then all of a sudden it's changed. Now,
you say I get this like... You say I get a certain way, but it's nothing like negative. It just bugs you when I'm winning. And I don't know what it is.
Well, first of all, you're really good at a lot of things. And those kind of people are annoying. Like, they don't really have to try. They're just good at kind of everything. And they're nonchalant about it. So it really pisses you off. Because if you're really trying, your mic was like, and you're done.
So you can't say anything at the moment. I know what that's like to be not like with someone who's always good at naturally everything. My sister annoys the absolute shit out of me because I got sports. That's my thing. And she'll go out and just shoot a basket and it goes right in. And she goes, that was easy. This is stupid. I'm like, fuck
you. She's also like, I hate sports. And you're like, wow, okay, why are you here?
Yeah, I don't think I'm naturally good at a lot of things at all.
I mean, we can talk about the air hockey thing.
Well, that is because I'm specific on who I play with.
You make sure to always say when air hockey is brought up that you have never lost since you were, eight or something?
Yeah, I haven't lost a game since I was eight.
Okay.
And so, I'm very, very hesitant on to who I play with. Like, if someone wants to play.
Why is that?
It's a streak. And so I'm not going to lose the streak.
What if you lose?
I'm going
to
be sad.
I mean, you're bound
to
come across someone who is, you know, you don't play air hockey every day.
No, I play it maybe once a year.
What if you play someone that like goes to the arcade every day and plays is really good? Would you play that person?
Stupid! I'm not going to play them.
So that, see, there's where the competitiveness comes in. Is she refuses to? Did you listen? Did you hear that? She refuses to play people that she knows she will lose to. So
only in air hockey,
right? To air hockey.
In air hockey.
I felt like that needed to be brought up.
Okay.
Because you're like, I'm not competitive.
Okay. I am not. When I realize it's a group game, like how we play volleyball.
Uh-huh.
I'm not competitive at all. It's a big group of people. We're just there to have fun. Mm-hmm. When I'm on my basketball team, I am not competitive. I am there to have fun. When it's me, when I'm solo is when I get more competitive. Because it's like.
Well, yeah, because it's like it's individualistic. So it's more about you're being hard on yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
because those kinds of sports I don't like because I'm, you know.
Yeah, but like if my team lets me down or I let my team down, it's fine. Like, it was all an effort. We were all there. Hi, I see you. Let me take off your collar. But yeah, if it's just me, I'm going to be really hard. What, you okay there?
I choked on my water.
Babe.
That's the second time today that's already happened.
You good now? All right, well, let's play these games. I had you download one. I don't know how far we're going to get until they make us pay for things. I should just buckle down and pay for it, huh? It's like my job.
What is it?
Can I tell you in your microphone?
Sorry. I'll bring it closer to me. I like to be... Okay, we see the yellow line. There it is. Okay. All right. Here we go. I really am not a loud person.
Are you just realizing this?
I mean, when something like this is, I feel like I'm trying and it's like hard for me.
I'm making an effort to not scream.
Huh. Yeah, it's just, I guess I'm just realizing that I'm just quiet. Okay.
It's not a bad thing. Being loud is more annoying.
Oh, I know.
Fuck you. I'm trying to like assure you and validate you. Get out of there.
People that aren't watching are going to hear you say that and think that I'm like going into your vagina.
She tries to tickle my armpit. You're not in my vagina.
Get out of there.
Your hand is so close to my armpit.
I just want to touch you.
No, that's false. You want to tickle me.
All right.
I accept the shoulder massage. Actually, before we play our game, let's check to see if we have some sponsors for today. Sponsor, sponsor! ZocDoc. ZocDoc is our sponsor for today. If you've lived life at all, you know that sometimes you just have to compromise. Especially when you're dealing with finances or other people in your life, it's just inevitable. But when it comes to your health, there should be no compromising.
So don't go to those doctors that don't listen to you or take slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book appointments with doctors who you feel comfortable with, that listen to you and prioritize your health. You can search by location, availability, and insurance. There is no compromising with ZocDoc. You have more options than you're even aware of. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. If you want to try it out, I highly suggest it. Go to ZocDoc.com/Rachel and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Rachel. ZocDoc.com/Rachel.
And we're back. Did you do anything?
Did I do anything?
Did you?
I blinked. Since the second time we spoke. All right, your gender. What if I'm non-binary? That is rude.
Yeah, these are for straight couples.
Oh, I'm going to hate this game.
I know. It's going to be great.
Okay, we'll make this fun. I'm going to put male.
All right. Let's do the sex and intimacy.
Oh, great.
Play. Start out with answering 14 questions about yourself. Okay.
Wait, it says, wait a moment. Oh. It seems your partner has already started one. Wait. Okay. It literally says it's reverse each other. We're like against each other.
Well, let's see how it happens.
How is that right? That's not right. As couples playing a game, it should be like together.
Dogs, stop.
They see a strange white man outside.
He's here every day building that fence.
They're pissed. They see an old white man outside. You've trained them well.
Snoop, come here.
Snoop, you're so dramatic. Relax.
Come here. All right, let's answer these.
Where do I don't know where to go.
Oh, I said sex and intimacy. I'm waiting.
Okay.
Resume. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm supposed to answer these, and then you try and answer them.
Well, because it says waiting.
Waiting for what? Play.
I can't click it.
Okay, hold on. Maybe I'm supposed to do it. Let me do it and see what happens.
Okay,
I'm gonna pause this.
Okay, it says you are done. Yeah.
All right, we're back. The dogs are calmed down. I'm almost done answering these, but one, I realized I've had a hard time understanding what foreplay for us would be like, because it said how long should foreplay last, and I'm like, well, foreplay to a straight couple is different than us, because wouldn't fingering be foreplay for a straight couple?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
So at what point for us does it go from foreplay to sex?
Foreplay is supposed to be like heating up to the moments before sex get you both excited.
I don't remember what I put as my answer.
But it was just funny because to us, yes, technically foreplay doesn't exist, because foreplay sounds like this thing you have to do before sex where we just like have good sex. So there are no like, there's no, we got to do this first. Like, I feel like foreplay was created as like the women being like, hey, you have to like
get
do
me
these
wet
things
first before you stick it in.
I heard one time an analogy for like how women are and how men are, and it's like women are like crock pots, so they're like, they take a while to heat up
and then it's really good,
and men are like I don't know what the hottest, like they're just like hot on command, like a skillet, I don't know,
barbecue.
Yeah, a grill that's like flaming as soon as you turn it on. Anyways, I always think about that though, like,
yeah,
it's so true, like women are, you know, you gotta put in more effort.
It's not effort, you just have to make it better. You just have to like, not, it's not effort, it's because that's not effort to me, that's just fun.
Yeah, I guess with men, they don't want that. They want to immediately stick their dick in something. So
I guess it's not effort, it's time. You have to put more time in.
Yeah, but that part to women is exciting and nice.
Yes.
Because it makes you feel safe, comfortable, and yeah.
There's more like a connection, care about.
Foreplay is supposed to make you feel loved and connected to the person and, you know, all these emotional things. So.
Okay. All right. And then I had another thing. It says, your skin is the sexiest when it's covered in, and then it gave me a bunch of options. But I don't want any of the options because they're all really messy.
You're like, ew.
I'm like, I guess it's hot. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna be like, we got to put a towel down.
Why do I have to be covered in something to be the most sexy?
That's what I'm saying. I think like, it's
offended.
I am too.
Like my, what, it has to be covered in hot wax for it to be the sexiest? Is that one of the options?
It's oil, lotion, chocolate, or soap.
Oh, soap is nice. But like,
but I don't I, like,
you can't like lick me.
No, exactly. That's bitter.
It's chemicals. You're not going to lick my skin.
Chocolate tastes good, but that's going to stain the sheets. And
I feel
oil.
Like I can't touch my dog during this. Get out of here.
Lotion is nice, but it like, it's only like slippery for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then oil is the same. It's like, you got to put a towel
down.
Well,
oil is just, you're going to break out everywhere.
Yeah. So like, I'm at a, I guess I'm going to, I can't tell you what I'm going to go, but I don't like any of the options.
I think I know what you're going to pick because it makes the most sense.
I mean, I don't fucking know.
I'm going to pick oil because that's, we've done that before.
Yeah, that's what I picked. I picked oil.
All right. Next question. Let's make this a different game where you read me the questions.
Well, that's what you do. You're going to answer what you think I answered.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I do. Thought, what
I'm like, I have a brilliant idea for this game. It is the game.
The current game.
Oh, this reminds me of that game that you play. I've seen people play this game at weddings where you have two shoes.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
The man has his shoe and the woman has, I've only been
who,
like straight
who would
weddings.
Be more likely to blank? Who spends more money?
Right, and if you both hold it up or you're both down, like, you're in sync with each other. But, like, most of the time, the man is always wrong.
Yes.
I just find that really funny.
Yes, obviously.
Because everyone's like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay.
He's not involved at all.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, I need to know what sexy tunes is. It says, what kind of music do you prefer during sex? Metal, rock and roll, romantic soft tunes, or sexy tunes?
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. I try to think of the most opposite thing. That was what
that
came to my mind.
That might be it. That might be it. But what's the difference between romantic soft tunes and sexy tunes?
I think romantic soft tunes is like
jazz,
like the foreplay of songs, and sexy is the sex to the.
What does that mean? I need a song example.
Romantic is like candlelit dinner, like we're sitting down having good conversation, like really connecting, and sexy music is like, I want to take your clothes off.
My mom's calling.
Striptease for me. Oh my god.
Hey mom. I'm in the middle of podcasting. Is this something I can call you back later about?
Absolutely. Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Awkward. Oh my god, that's so funny.
So what's sexy tunes?
Sexy tunes would be like,
is that like Body by Meg Thee Stallion?
No, that is not. I mean, that's like a song that's like it. That's like empowering to women song.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a sexy song would be like Gooey by Glass Animals, or like,
I don't know what that is.
I don't know why this keeps popping in my head. I feel like people are gonna make fun of me for this, but
please say it.
It's by Chris Brown, and I think it's called Wet, and there's like a little raindrop sound that happens throughout the song.
I don't know what song
it's just
about.
Songs that are like about sex, and romantic songs are like, I don't know, Frank Sinatra, like,
okay, I don't know.
Anyways, what was the question?
It said, what song do I want playing? What type of music? And I couldn't figure out the difference between a romantic song and a sexy tune.
Romantic is like candlelit dinner. Like,
okay.
That's not what you want to play when you're trying to fuck somebody.
Rachel, how sexual do you consider yourself on the scale of 1 to 10?
What does this mean? Like,
that's what I'm like
sex drive? Like,
sex drive or sex
10? Drive? 10 out of 10. If you were like on Dancing with the Stars and it was just about your sex drive, the judges would give you 10s across the board.
I really hope my dad doesn't listen to this episode.
I don't think Tim's going to listen to anything that's called Rachel Uncensored.
Oh, God. Okay.
Isn't this what I bring to the table?
I answered the questions. Now it's time for you to answer the questions, and then you guess my answer.
Oh, it says it's your turn.
There we go. All right, we're playing a game. Don't show him your name.
Did it say my name? Yes. We'll blur that out.
Thank you.
All right. Continue?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pause.
I've tried to do this. Yeah, pause because I'm trying to do this.
All right. Did you finish your questions?
Okay. I finished my question, so now I'm on my. It says your partner's answers.
All right. Wait. Hold on. This game is like okay. I don't know why they had you answer them separate than me.
I don't either. Because it doesn't tell me what you said. It says Rachel is
okay.
Girlfriend flirting enough with you. Rachel said dot dot dot. Did you answer this? And what do I have to click one?
Yeah, you have to click. Well, I'm trying to get to it. You are all done for now. Okay, so you go.
I'm afraid. Okay, I'm a little afraid of this. Okay.
Okay, go. So what is it? Okay.
Am I flirting with you enough? I think it's between two. Oh, gosh. So it's definitely not sure just about. I know you didn't pick that. I think you either went with too much is never enough or hell no, I need attention. I think you went with I need attention.
Yeah, because I always need attention.
She does this cute thing where if I'm just doing my own thing or whatever, and then she, you know, she's needing some love, she goes, I need attention. And she'll just come over and like put her head on my shoulder.
I say what I need.
And I'm like, okay, good to know. Thank you for telling me. And I
give
it to you.
Yeah, pick that because the word attention was in there.
Okay.
Wait, before you do any more, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Okay, keep going. Don't
get out of my knee pit. This is not your podcast.
He's gonna knock things over.
He almost did. Can you? You know what we're doing. You know you're not supposed to be up here.
I just invited him.
He's not supposed to be up here. Actually, this couch is fine.
Yeah, it's the new couch. You can't be on.
You're right. Okay, continue.
We got away with it.
They talk to each other like they're on the same team, and I'm the villain. It's really annoying. I'll say something that was like a rule that was made that probably by Rachel that I'm just like enforcing, and then she goes against it, and I say, hey, wasn't that something that you said that, you know, we not even that we agree, but like that was something that you said that wasn't gonna happen anymore, and then she does it, and then she's like, she looks at him, she's like, we got away with it. She doesn't know. We pulled the wool over her eyes. I'm like, when did I become the evil stepmother in this situation?
We all know.
Look at this. He looked at me like, haha, you fucker.
He's my asshole.
Blaise and I have a really interesting relationship where I think we respect each other. I think he honestly respects me a little less than I respect him.
No, but he knows that you have most of the power.
But that makes him mad.
Yeah.
And I also talk about like when I bring this up to other people, I'm like, I came into Rachel's life the same time that Joy was implementing a lot of rules for Blaise.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of, if you're Blaise, it kind of seems like it's my fault. Like I came in and I was like, no more sitting on the couch, no more sleeping in the bed. And instead of not just that, but I will be in those places instead of you. That's like, he's like, this fucking bitch. I literally came in like the evil stepmom. And I was like,
Snoop loves you.
Snoop and I love that happy cow so much. He's like
he's
my
such
baby.
A happy cow.
There are also, you know, a big reason why that is the case is because he's really good with little dog.
And Blaise
and
is
they're
stupid.
Lovey together. And Blaise and little dog cannot get along, which I'm not saying I don't like Blaise because of that. I, you know, there's a little
but
bit of trust issues
steal
there.
Your heart with you with it.
He Snoop doesn't steal my heart. Heart with it. And he knows that. And I think it annoys him because most of the time everyone that meets him is like in love with him. And I came in, I'm like, yeah, you're all right. He's like, okay, well, I guess we're just on those terms. We're both just kind of like, okay, I don't mind you existing.
The
but
thing with
you're not
Blaise
my favorite.
Is he loves the weakest link in the group. He loves the weakest link. And that's why, like with Joy, Stacey, and Dylan, he is obsessed
basically,
with Stacey.
Basically, he's a toxic
narcissist.
Man.
Yes.
I had enough of those in my life, so I'm like, no more of that. No more.
I
of you.
Always say Blaise is my last standing toxic relationship.
And the only way that it will end is when that dog dies. And that's okay because it's a dog. Anyways.
What's the next question? And what did I say?
Rachel, how difficult is it for you to achieve an orgasm?
With you?
Very easy. Cha-ching. I got magic fingers.
That's right.
Magic tongue. All right. Every time
that happens. Where are the fingers for me?
I know. Oh, I know. I know. I'm very confident in both my abilities for that. Rachel, would you like to get tipsy with wine before a hot session? We talked about this a little bit.
Because I was confused. I don't like wine.
Neither of us really like wine. I've just decided, come to the realization that I think I have stomach problems sometimes. And it's an acidic thing.
Mm-hmm. Wine got hot girl tummy issues.
I do, actually. I watched some dude talk about that and I was like, that's me.
Yep. Hot girl tummy issues.
It's every attractive girl. I think I'm okay looking.
So the thing is, I feel slightly ugly because I don't have tummy issues.
Yeah, you can't eat dairy.
Oh,
you
that's
just
true.
Cut out.
I have hot girl tummy issues.
Have you ever seen her tummy? It's pretty cute. She's got them abs, you know?
Get out of there.
Teach me your ways. Okay.
I have. You don't do this. Your stomach's gorgeous, but I have taught you what I do.
And I just refuse to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just bike and sweat. I like to sweat. I think that as I'm sweating, fat is just dripping off my body. That's how
there's some fat to drip off.
Oh, continue. Honey. Anyways, so both of us don't like wine.
Yeah.
So we just kind of like cut out the wine part and put alcohol.
Well, I didn't because we discussed it afterwards.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So I put...
No, what did you, no, I think. So guess oh, what I
oh,
put.
Oh, you put.
I put no.
This makes you go.
It does. Listen, a couple shots of vodka, yes. A glass of wine, no. A
couple shots of tequila, whole other level. Oh,
okay,
my
I don't get
gosh.
People that say, "Oh, tequila makes me want to have a baby." It all makes me want to fuck. But tequila.
I'm immediately thinking about your parents right now. Actually, you should tell them not to watch this episode.
I'm going to tell them not to watch
please,
this.
Please, because I'm already thinking about things I've already said.
Well, also,
I don't want
tell your parents not to watch this, because sometimes your parents talk about
things. I don't
think
my parents even know how to get on the internet sometimes.
Your dad has mentioned multiple products in which I've tested, and I'm like,
oh that's true.
Shit.
But my mother calls YouTube the YouTube.
That doesn't mean they don't know how to find my things. You got it. This is a no-go episode for all the parents.
We're going to put a disclaimer on this one. That parents are not
just
allowed to watch.
In the beginning.
Actually, it's more like a restriction. Parents.
Not allowed.
Cannot watch. Okay. So I guessed that correctly. Oh, I'm 3 for 3 right now.
Look at you go.
Rachel, what's the biggest turn off? Bad smell.
No.
A hairy back? That was my second guess. But listen, when I was a baby, I had a hairy back. And you kind of have a little bit of hairs on your back. So.
I do?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They're little. They're not, it's not a hairy back. Like, I feel like a hairy back is like, you know, gross men hair. But you have hair on your back. Most people have hair all over their body. So I don't see it. Why is this a big realization to
like
you?
Peach Fuzz hair is normal.
Yeah. It's a little dark. Slightly. Slightly dark. It's not like Peach Fuzz to me is like.
I need Joy or Kelly Six to come over and investigate this. You are not allowed to look at my back until I get further
investigation. I shower with her every day. And now because I said that. I can't see it anymore.
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't have a hairy back. I'll say that. But I was going to say when I was born, my parents called me a monkey because, which is funny because I have like no hair on my head. I have very thin hair.
You don't have a hairy body though.
Yeah. Laser hair removal. But I had hair like on my ears, like. I guess peach fuzz, I don't know. Babies just have like hair everywhere, I guess, when they come out of the womb because they're trying to keep themselves warm in there. I don't know. Okay. That would have been your second guess though.
Bad smell?
Second question. Yeah.
I just thought man when I saw hairy back.
Rachel, I didn't get this one. I didn't get this one, and you know why? Because I put myself as a male.
What is it?
Rachel, how do you prefer nails?
Oh.
I didn't get this question. I think I got some other question that you'll have to answer. Short and neutral.
Yep.
That's so lesbian of you.
Well, I'm gay, so
people,
what do you want from
genuinely,
me?
Like, I feel like I've been in the realm of like the gay world for a little bit, that I know that like girls, you can weed out who and who, like who isn't and who is gay based on just their nails.
Yeah.
Like how serious they are about being gay. Like if they're like, I'm bisexual, but like maybe not really that bisexual, more just like want to make out with girls, they'll have these long nails and you look at them, you're like,
no,
we are not sleeping together. That's for sure.
Nope.
It's like the number one characteristic for like whether
that's
or not.
Why when Demi Lovato had really short nails, everyone was speculating.
No, you look at that and you're like, she fucks women for sure. If she has short nails, if they're painted, that's okay.
I had short nails my entire life.
I know girls that have long nails that consider themselves gay, but they must be bottoms. They just have to be.
Yeah.
Or yeah. They care more about their nails than they do about pleasing the person that they're with.
And that's not a good person you want to be with.
I said it. Okay. Rachel, foreplay should... Okay.
We
you
also
had to ask
discussed
me what foreplay
this.
Means. So now I'm confused. I think you think it means like sex.
Well, because for like... For a straight couple, it's what leads up until penetration.
Yeah, but we kind of do those things.
But that can also be foreplay for us.
Okay, here's what I said earlier. I was like, you can tell. You can tell when you're ready. See, the thing for me, foreplay is like...
Just making out then would be for us.
Foreplay is like, I'm not trying to come right now, but... Once you're having sex, it's kind of like...
So when, in the act of trying to get there...
I'm saying
there,
this online.
So the act of trying to get there,
this
that
needs to
is
be
sex.
Called explicit. Can you put this like yes. as Nick? Okay. This is going to say explicit on it. Sorry. And also, you're welcome at the same time. Okay.
We're going to confuse so many little girls. So when you're actively trying to come is sex.
Yes, but here's... Well... A lot of people would say that sex isn't just about the climax.
Correct.
You're
but
not, sex isn't just about trying to make yourself orgasm at the end. Sometimes you can have sex, full sex, good sex, and you not orgasm
correct.
on your own terms. I don't really work that way because I'm going to.
Yes.
And so that's, to me, that's sex. But I know that's different for everybody. But yeah, I think in our relationship, it's pretty equal that we're both going to come at some point.
Yes.
Typically at the same time. So.
You wanted to put that out there so bad.
I just came in my mind just now. What do you mean?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say you said 10 to 15 because I know you think that it was sex, which is what you said.
There you go.
Okay.
But I guess it would be more, no more than five for foreplay.
But that's not the question is often 5 minutes. So what that means it should be at least
yes okay
most of the time you're having sex it should be at least 5 minutes
of foreplay
as often yeah
okay yes I agree with that now
yeah
it's not what I put okay
but we're on the same page
yes
Rachel do you prefer Abigail to be docile play hard to get be aggressive be slutty I know exactly what she put for this she put be aggressive
the first time
you so good that's so good.
It's one of the first words I ever used to describe you was aggressive.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure we talked about this in the girlfriend
first
reveal.
Oh, yeah.
But you asked.
I told Kelly Six. Yeah. I screenshotted what you sent me. You reached out to me first. I screenshotted what you said and I sent it to Kelly Six and I said, oh, my God, aggressive.
And you're like, I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much attracted to that.
Yep. Okay. What kind of food would you prefer that bring?
You've said your name like 6 times. I just have to edit it. You're fine.
Damn.
Think I'd have to edit your name out of this one.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
It is really hard to read your name and not say it.
I'm aware. I was having the same issue earlier.
Okay. What kind of food would you prefer that girlfriend brings to bed? I mean, you can't have this, but I feel like you'd say pizza.
Put what you want. I said a 3-course meal, bitch.
No. I thought that was going to say correct. Oh, man. Okay. I was totally wrong then.
Oh, a 3-course meal. Breakfast in bed.
Okay. Tell me. Explain to me what you think a 3-course meal is.
I brought a 3-course meal to you in bed the other day.
What is a 3-course meal?
I brought you a burrito and then I brought you an enchilada.
That is not a 3-course meal. That is
there were three courses.
They were all the same course. They were all the same type of food. A course is like a drink, an entree, a dessert. That's
basically
a course.
What I wanted it to say was all the foods.
Yeah.
Because we do.
Okay. If I would think of it like
that. Many a time.
Yeah.
But I'm usually in charge of going to get the food in bed if we're in bed. If we're
don't
already
tell
in
them that
bed,
they're going
to
think I'm lazy.
No, you make all the food for the meals.
I do.
The only time I'm in charge of food is when we're already in bed, we've watched a movie, or we've had sex, and we're hungry. I still have the ADHD energy to get the fuck out of bed and go get food.
Yes.
And I have
and
the skills
happy
to microwave.
Do it.
Yes.
She's happy to do
I'm
it.
Always like, do you want some food? I'm going to go get some food.
I never am like, go make me this.
No, you never do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are times when I'm like, hey, can you make tacos tonight? I more demand food from
Ooh,
you than
I
you
actually
me.
Like when you tell me what you want to eat, because I'll be like, what are you in the mood for?
Yes.
I love cooking, but it's more fun for me if I know, like, oh, she really wants this tonight. She really wants salmon or
yeah.
sushi or something. So I like when you say that.
All right. Noted.
Yeah. Okay. Which piece of jewelry should a naked girlfriend wear? It's either, I don't think you'd, necklace or belly chain? I feel like you'll say belly chain.
Why the fuck would I say belly chain?
I don't know. Oh, damn. Okay. So necklace was, okay.
Necklace. Right.
I was kind of, I don't know.
Your fuck
like
boy chain.
You.
Right. I like the chain.
Okay. I should have known that. All right. Rachel, under or above the covers? Either one. It would have, she would have picked either one. So.
What'd you pick? What is it? What do you think I said?
No, I was wrong.
I overheat so quickly.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
I have to be above.
Yeah, that's true. I like under. And when we go,
you're
under,
always freezing.
But when we go under the covers, you're like, it's cool. It's fun. So
yeah,
I guess I never have instances where I'm like, oh, Rachel doesn't like that. But yeah, if you could choose, I guess you would pick
above.
Dang it. Okay. I have to think about these better. Rachel, are tattoos sexy? Well, I have a couple, so depends on the tattoo.
I said it makes no difference.
Oh, come on.
I don't have tattoos.
If
I
had a face tattoo, you'd be like, that's sexy?
Oh, that definitely face. But I'm saying, like, it makes it, like, your tattoos, like, I like your tattoos. But if you didn't have tattoos.
It didn't say, it didn't say, our girlfriend's tattoo sexy? It says, our tattoo
sexy?
Like, and it does depend
on the
tattoo.
I guess it depends
on
the tattoo.
So
you're correct.
There's a technicality there.
There is. Because I was thinking, like, if, like, I guess it does depend on the tattoo. Because I was saying, I like your tattoos. If you didn't have them.
What if I had a face of a baseball player on my
thigh? Listen to my explanation.
That's all I can think about is, like, something not attractive.
Why are you talking about Dylan?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Dylan. But I'm also not a dude that likes baseball.
I know, but if you didn't have your tattoos versus if you gave me your body with your tattoos versus no tattoos on your body, it'd right. be the exact same to me.
That wasn't the question, though.
I know, but for me, it doesn't make a difference on if you like have
it.
I guess
I know
so.
If it was mine, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Okay, but I guess it would be dependent because if you had a fucking chest tattoo of a dragon, I'd be like, so not that much into that.
Well, but some people, I guess,
do like that.
Some people say that no matter what the tattoo is, they're attracted to that. I don't think that's correct because, like, okay. What if you have a swastika on your forehead?
That's a no-go.
That depends on the tattoo. Like, that's not sexy. No one thinks that's sexy.
Well,
if they do, they're probably in jail.
There it is. So I guess your answer is correct.
I think we agree.
Yes.
Because I agree. Like, if you had, I know you well enough that if you had a nice tattoo, it's cute. But if you didn't have that, I wouldn't be like, oh, she's not as sexy because she doesn't have that tattoo.
Correct. Okay. Right.
Okay.
That's how I was thinking about it.
Dang it. I'm still at 6, though, and I feel
but
like
we
had at least
yes, but
8 sadly, by now.
Since we talked about it, we've agreed that probably it's actually 8.
Okay, Rachel, girlfriend's skin is the sexiest when covered in.
We talked about this.
Just clean air.
My body is the actual answer.
Yeah. Oil, because, yeah, we're not going to do any of the other things, really.
Mm-hmm.
Lotion's too sticky. We've talked about
yes.
this. Yes. Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. The music during sex. I think we'd pick sexy tunes.
Yes.
Because we don't. I feel like Frank Sinatra is.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to get down to Frank.
Get down to business. All right. Rachel, how sexual do you consider yourself to be on a scale of 1 to 10? 8 to 10. That was correct, if you were all wondering. Okay. I think now it's your turn. Great. I don't have to do anything now. I can just sit back.
Okay, I have to guess your answers. Yes. Is Rachel flirting enough with you? Sure, just about, I'm assuming.
Such a boring neutral answer.
Sure, just about.
Well, read the other ones. Read.
I know, it was like, hell,
I
can't.
Give me a lot of options. It was like, that to me was like, she's flirting with me as much as she needs to and is an appropriate amount.
I give a lot of attention.
I enjoy what she's giving me now. It's not like,
yeah,
it's insatiable or it's not enough. It's the yeah. right amount.
How difficult is it for you to achieve an orgasm? I'm going to say it is very easy, but I'm going to say you said relatively easy.
Yeah.
You said relatively
it
easy.
It depends on the, I mean, sometimes I'm a little too drunk and.
There have been times takes, you're like, I'm not going to. It's not that I won't. Like, you're going to.
Oh my God, it's so aggressive. There are times when it's not, yeah, like immediate, but it's, of course, with her, it's going to happen. So
I get very determined.
Again, with the competitiveness, we're just, you know, full circle bringing it back to the fact that she's really competitive, even though she says she's not.
Well, it's not a team sport. It's me.
It is a team sport. It is a team
no,
sport.
No, your guess is my job.
Excuse me. I have just as much work as you do to deal with. No, we'll talk about this later. Equal parts in that.
I'm going to do my part, damn it. Okay. Would you get tipsy with wine before a hot session? I'm going to say yes, even though we talked about this, that we neither of us like wine. I think you would rather two glasses of wine versus no glasses of wine because it helps you let go because anxiety.
I can have sex sober yes. for sure.
No, you can.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Which is you put yes, lets me let go.
Yeah, it's so fun. Right.
There we go. What's your biggest turn off? A bad smell for you. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Hairy back would have been second because I'm like, well, first of all, I don't sleep with men anymore.
About my hair back.
No, but no, because we've discussed that that's not what you have.
Yes.
You have nice, just regular hair.
Okay.
But men have like hairy back.
I didn't get this one. To you, a sexy bedroom is.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That was cute.
Minimalistic, light and bright, dark with heavy curtains, pink and pretty. You would not say pink and pretty. You also, but like, sexy wouldn't be light and bright. You don't want bright. You don't want.
Oh, then I answered this incorrectly.
You said a sexy bedroom, not like a nice bedroom.
I know.
You said light and bright, didn't you?
I did.
That is. For sex, though.
Yeah, no, she's right.
You should have put dark with blackout curtains.
The way that they said it, it's like, dark with heavy curtains. I'm like, am I in a prison?
All right. Foreplay often lasts 5 minutes. We talked about it, so mm-hmm. I just got it right. There you go. Do you prefer Rachel to be docile, play hard to get, be aggressive, be slutty? I'm going to say play hard to get.
I like a chase.
Like a chase. I don't make anybody chase. What food would you prefer that Rachel brings to bed? I'm going to say you said pizza. Got it right.
No, I love pizza.
I know you love pizza.
I love pizza. I really do. Good pizza.
Which piece of jewelry should a naked Rachel wear? Anklet necklace, leather collar, or belly chain? I don't know what you would put for me.
We'll see.
I mean, a belly chain? Would you want me to wear a belly chain?
Oh my gosh.
I've gotten every single one right.
Take your answer and I'll explain why.
I'm weirdly going to go anklet. What? Necklace. Damn it! Why would we both put necklace and both get it wrong? It just seems so logical.
Because we already dress sexy. They threw us off by saying, the sexiest thing. I'm like, the belly anklet.
The belly chain.
Belly chain and anklet is like, first of all, you're never going to see the anklet unless you're sucking on someone's toes, I guess. Put a pin in that one. And then the belly chain. No one wears a belly chain.
That would get in the way.
We've been dating for a little bit now. I'm not going to be like, you know, putting on a belly chain before we have sex, like, so out of the blue.
Let me go, like, slip into something more uncomfortable.
I have absolutely nothing to prove to you. Women don't just wear those. The only time people wear those are at the beach when they're really trying to find someone.
Yeah,
or
like pool parties.
Coachella. That's it.
Don't wear that to bed. That's just something to take off. That's more work. Under or above the covers? I'm going to say under because you're freezing all the time.
I think it's like a little tent. It's nice. I feel like we're like, you know, just like there's like a nice little thing wrapped around us and I feel cozy and okay. Comfortable, not exposed.
This is why you like the dark room.
We both like the dark room. Not yeah. Like, I don't want pitch black. I want to see something.
No, you got to have mood lighting.
I didn't know this was going to be a whole episode about our sex life.
I didn't either. I actually didn't know.
You
what this
literally is. Were I like, hey, you need to download games. Two couples games.
I typed in the newlywed game. And then this, it said to download this one. I had no idea. I thought this was like the, who's the messier one?
Right.
I thought that's what
who
this game
was going to
be. Who
cooks better? Who cleans the house more? But that's so like hetero. We both would have been like, we both clean. We both like put in 50-50% work. Surprising.
What?
How crazy.
All right. Our tattoo sexy. You said depends on the tattoo.
It does. Totally.
Okay.
I think you like my arm one.
Yeah, I like your tattoos.
I guess it's not like sexy. It's just an arm tattoo, but like they're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel's skin is the sexiest when it's covered in oil. Yeah.
I would say nothing. It doesn't need to be covered in anything. Yes. But
what kind of music do you prefer during sex? Sexy tunes.
Sexy tunes.
Sexy. Sexy tunes. How sexual do you consider yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm going to say you say an 8 to a 6 to an 8. Let's see what you said. I was right. 6 to an 8.
I've been feeling sad lately.
God, that's not a bad...
I feel like when you're sad, you don't feel as sexy.
That's true. It's yeah. Okay.
I'm just explaining my answer. I don't care.
I won.
Surprise. She won something. I never win anything with Rachel.
You won me.
Just your heart.
All right. That's it. We played a game. We talked. We exposed a lot more than I thought we would about ourselves.
Again, sorry and you're welcome.
I genuinely thought this was going to be one of those questions.
Put
games.
Explicit on this so
it
that your parents
don't 100% explicit.
I will be sending texts to my parents.
I really right thought this. It was going to be like... Who has better hygiene?
Oh, the fans are going to go crazy for this. Oh, I'm just thinking about it now.
All right. We're going to sign off. Thank you for joining me. Love you. See you.
Love you.
Great.
Now I'm all shy. I just expose our whole sex life and I'm like, love you too.
Okay. You will talk about sex extremely openly.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. She wants to be a marriage and sex. What is it called? Couples and marriage.
I want to be an LMFT, but probably specialize in couples or sex therapy. LMFT means licensed marriage family therapist, so. Which is a very broad term. Anyways, okay.
So there you go. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for watching. Thank you to our sponsors. Sorry about this episode, mom and dad. If you're listening to this, you did it to yourselves. All right, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.